You're listening to KCBX. I'm Randall White. In our continuing series on the drought and Central Coast water issues, we go to Cambria. The town has one of the most dire water shortages in California, where gardens are going brown and residents are practicing emergency measures to save water. Cambria has no other source except for wells, so the drought has really hit this town hard. Last week, the Cambria Community Services District began early work on an emergency water treatment facility, which could bring additional water to customers. But the district still needs several permits to complete the project. Jason Lopez reports.
Every time I use water, I think about it.
That's Karen Frere. When we began our series on Central Coast water issues a couple of weeks ago, we visited her at her home in Cambria, a town that is running out of water. Cambria's Community Services District has limited water usage to 50 gallons per day per person, and it levies stiff penalties for exceeding that allotment.
Before, I would brush my teeth, the water would run, I would go to the bathroom, I'd flush the toilet. It was an automatic response. And now, anytime anything has to do with water, is there a way that we can save this?
This community is probably the number one community in I would say, in California, if not in the nation, in conservation.
Do you have a bucket in your shower? Do you flush your toilet like that?
Yes, I do.
Jerry Gruber is the general manager of the Cambria Community Services District. The district is scrambling to build an emergency water treatment facility to clean brackish water in the San Simeon Aquifer. When asked whether Cambria's supply will go dry, he's blunt and has dates.
I believe so, absolutely. I believe that between October and December is the time frame that we've identified for the acre feet of water that we have in the aquifer. So yeah, this is serious. This is very serious.
At a district meeting back in April, the urgency in the air was unmistakable. Board member Merle Clift.
We are looking at stainless steel trucks sitting out here with people coming down and getting their water from a bottle, and we'll look like a third world a country, and we don't need to be that, and we don't need to do that, and it's time to push it forward and push it forward hard.
What does he mean by push it forward? The application process for the various permits from agencies like the California Coastal Commission, the State Fish and Game Department, California Department of Public Health, and the Regional Water Quality Control Board. If there are any holdups in getting permits, Cambria could run out of water without the emergency water treatment plant up and running. At that April meeting, Board Director Amanda Rice said the emergency water treatment plant might be too late.
This is not going to give us water for this drought. And that's really what we need to be doing. I had hopes that it would. And I know that President Barringer still has hopes that it will. I have no confidence that we're going to not run out of water and that we have no backup plan, because especially now that we know that it's going to be September, possibly longer.
Today, Jerry Gruber said the water treatment plant is expected to go online in October, at the point when Cambria's water supply begins to go dry. It's not an issue of how long it takes to build the facility. The issue is how long it will take to get the permits. Cambria is banking on a smooth process. Any hiccup, such as an appeal or a denial, could mean Cambria residents might not have water flowing from their taps this fall. In Cambria, Jason Lopez, KCBX News.